Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we get the word from the Taiwanese government from Scott Lai. He's Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in San Francisco. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at Nevada Heating.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to be joined by Scott Lai. He is Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in San Francisco of Taiwan. It is a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Yeah, my pleasure too.
The first thing I wanted to ask you about was a story in the New York Times that came out about a week ago that talked about, back in 1958, Daniel Ellsberg, when he was copying the Pentagon Papers, also copied documentation that said in 1958 the United States generals wanted to nuke China over Taiwan, and President Eisenhower stopped them from doing that. This has not been revealed until now. What was the response of your government upon this revelation?
1958, I was not born yet. However, this story once again emphasizes the importance of Taiwan. Taiwan is not only located at the first island chain in the Pacific Ocean, but also positioned at front line confronting a pressure from Communist China. Taiwan has been one of the fresh points for many years. And recently, it was even labeled by the Economist magazine as the most dangerous place on Earth. However, Taiwan government and the people, we insist on peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait, and we will not take any provocative action to change the status quo. Although the situation currently is very different from 1958, the danger, threat, and risk are still the same. So we encourage China to talk to Taiwan instead of using military forces, because a war between both sides of the Taiwan Strait will be a tragedy, and the nuclear war over Taiwan will be devastating and could cause a third world war, and I don't want to see that happen as well.
All right, so you're answering several of my questions with your answer there. So does the Taiwanese government believe that it is possible that with enough pressure from China that you could end up with the United States using nuclear weapons against China to defend Taiwan?
Again, this is a story only, and we don't have any confirmation from the U.S. government yet. And we don't have any official statement from Taiwan government yet. So So that's all I can say. We hope this original will not happen in the future.
And I should point out that you are the Director General of the Economic and Cultural Office there, representing the Taiwanese government, and you speak for the government. You speak, you know, this is, you are not speaking for yourself. Okay. So it points out to our audience, who may not even be, and I'm going to be very honest here and say that, and I think this is one of the reasons why you wanted to be here, was that many Americans don't even know or understand Taiwan or Taiwan's relationship in the South China Sea and to China. How close are we to seeing increasing problems between China and Taiwan? What is the threat level?
This is a very important question. China always tells people that Taiwan is part of the PRC. They got Taiwan covered, and there's no need for Taiwan to participate in international organizations such as WHO. But that is not correct, because Taiwan, its official name, is the Republic of China, founded in 1912. China was founded in 1950. For many years, China does not collect 1 cent of tax from people in Taiwan. And this part I'm very sure, because I pay my tax every year. Since Taiwan is not part of China, we have to say politically and fiscally, China does not cover Taiwan. So since Taiwan is not part of China, we do have our right to participate in international organizations. However, China has been very, very aggressive recently by sending war planes and even warships across the center line of Taiwan Strait. I have to say to China, sending war planes circulating Taiwan does not mean that you cover Taiwan. That's intimidating Taiwan, and also sending a very dangerous signal to the region and to the international community. So here we call on the international community to condemn China because of the provocative action. And the international community should also pay a very close attention to its aggressiveness. And here I want to say, if China, they want to win the hearts and the minds of people in Taiwan, they should talk to Taiwan instead of using military forces. So we do encourage China to strike a dialogue, so both sides can find a way to peacefully coexist in the future.
All right. Are there currently no dialogue between the two countries? Are there no back channels?
Not at all. Not at all.
No back channels.
All dialogues.
So because in other situations, for example, the United States does not have relationship with Iran, but it uses other governments to have back-channel discussions to keep tensions at a certain level. That does not occur between Taiwan and China?
Not for now, because the fact is, you know, China, they set up a precondition to dialogue, which is one country, two system. And that's the system that we are not allowed to accept. Yeah.
All right, so when you talk about that, you're referring to a system that is the same as what has occurred since the late 1990s in Hong Kong and Macau, where those countries, one was run by England, one was run by the Portuguese, and then they became special administrative regions, and that was supposed to last 50 years. But I think when you look at what's been going on in Hong Kong in the last several years, that plan is not going to last 50 years.
You're right. And that is a very good example that we don't trust communists. We are afraid that Taiwan could be next Hong Kong. That's why we try very hard to defend ourselves, our values as well.
So what amount of your gross domestic product is spent on defense? Because I know my wife was part of a state delegation to Taiwan probably 40 plus years ago. And at that time, the country was heavily fortified against any attacks from the Chinese. Has it got even more so since in those ensuing years?
Yes, you are right. Because China, they have been very aggressive. I can say not only sending warplanes and warships to the Taiwan Strait, but also to the South China Sea as well. So that is very dangerous. And I have to say, it's not only dangerous to Taiwan, also dangerous to the other countries around the world, yeah.
And Americans have seen on their news reports over the last several years the growth of these man-made islands in the South China Sea, where China is building up fortifications. So countries like Vietnam, the Philippines, and others are affected by this buildup. They have not been in any way attacked militarily, to my knowledge. But what is Taiwan's chief concerns about these man-made islands that are fortified as military bases? What are your concerns?
Okay, I have to say, issues in the South China Sea are highly complicated because many countries claim sovereignty in that region, including Taiwan. But the point is, you know, China has been very aggressive in asserting its maritime territorial claim, which contains nearly 90%, or I have to say only 90% of the whole China Sea. And they have been taking an aggressive strategy, such as, you know, you just mentioned about building up a few official islands, and also building up its military forces in the region, and also increasing maritime activities in that region. So the point is, you know, it is widely believed that China will not make any compromise on its territorial claim. Why China openly challenges, harasses, and threatens U.S. allies in that region. So the U.S. is forced to enhance its deterrence gesture to reassure its partners and allies by supporting the freedom of navigation activities there. And as for Taiwan, one of the stakeholders in our region, Taiwan government, we will continue to engage in a cooperative consultation with each country to develop resources together and uphold freedom of navigation and work with the U.S. government and other like-minded countries to maintain peace and stability in that region.
When President Trump was in office, he created quite a stir by having a conversation with the Taiwanese leader almost immediately after he was elected. But President Obama had started the pivot to Asia away from the Middle East prior to that. What is the current relationship between the Taiwanese government and the Biden administration?
I think it's getting better and better. I have to say, U.S.-Taiwan relationship is very important, not only to Taiwan, but also to the United States, because we share the same common values, freedom and democracy. And currently, I have to say, the relations between Taiwan and U.S., even at President Biden's administration, is the best for the past decades.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. There's much more to talk about. We appreciate you being here. Scott Lai is Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in San Francisco, and we'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom. We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an exclusive interview with Scott Lai. He is the Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in San Francisco for the country of Taiwan. I would imagine that most people currently know about Taiwan because it is one of the centers in the world, if not the center, for making these high-grade computer chips. That would be a great concern, I am sure, not only to the United States, but to a lot of other countries around the world, if that manufacturing was impeded in any way. What are your concerns about chip manufacturing in Taiwan?
Currently, Taiwan semiconductor industry plays a very important international role, not only by producing high-grade chips, but also by ranking number one in the world by market share. And there are two reasons for that. First is Taiwan semiconductor industry is specialized by vertical integration, which means a combination in one company that has two or more stages of production, normally operated by separate companies. And this unique production model provides advantages such as flexibility, customized service, quickness, and low cost to Taiwanese companies. And the second reason is the labor market in Taiwan has been very stable. Thanks for the large-scale expansion of higher education now during the past decade. So currently, about 49% of workers in Taiwan semiconductor industry are with college degree or above. However, I have to tell you, Sam, we are facing two challenges. We need to overcome those two challenges so people can continue to stay home to play computer games and buy new cars. The first change is now we have become alert the possibility that the Chinese companies, they are trying to recruit Taiwanese semiconductor engineers to work for Chinese companies on mainland. And the second change is Taiwan, we are facing an outbreak of COVID-19 right now and raised the alert level just a few days ago. We hope the situation will be under control very soon. Otherwise, it could jeopardize the supply of microchips. The point is, you know, there's only about 1% of the population in Taiwan are vaccinated. So we need vaccine very urgent. So it's our hope that if countries around the world, including the US, you are concerned about the shortage of microchips, then you should have incentives to help Taiwan to get more vaccines to make sure that the supply of microchips will not be disrupted by the outbreak. And that is my concern, and that is very important to Taiwan right now.
Okay, so how many million doses does Taiwan need a vaccine to be able to vaccinate the population?
That's a good question. We have 23.5 million people in Taiwan. So altogether, we need 35 million doses of vaccines at least.
All right, and is either the United States or the European Union working with you to be able to get that amount of vaccines?
I'm sure we are working on that, but we don't know the details yet. So far, we have purchased 5 million doses of Moderna vaccines, and we hope it will be delivered in time before the end of June. And also, we have purchased about 10 million AZ vaccines. But still, we are hoping they will be delivered in time.
All right, so you need about 20 million more vaccines to be able to get to where you need to get to. 60
yeah.
Minutes, the United States news program, did a story a couple of weeks ago where they were running a feature on the fact that the same company that manufactures the semiconductors in Taiwan is building a $10 billion factory in Arizona. Does this concern you or please you that a Taiwanese company is actually setting up manufacturing in the United States?
Actually, we are very pleased that TSMC is actually spending, if I'm correct, it's $15
billion. $15
billion US dollars in Arizona to build about 6 plants there. And we are happy TSMC will be able to do that. Because I have to tell you, the supply chain partnership between Taiwan and U.S. has been very close. In the past, we have a very strong connections, cooperations of notebook industry. And currently, some existing U.S. products are also made from Taiwanese companies in a few fields, such as in semiconductor fields, in heavy machinery fields, in information communication technology fields, and also in electric vehicle fields. For example, you know Tesla. Tesla has a plant in Nevada, and that is a good example to elaborate the I just mentioned about supply chain partnership between Taiwan and U.S. because over 70% of components of one Tesla electric car are from a Taiwanese company. And another example is Apple iPhone. You know, iPhone has more than 200 parts, and those more than 200 components are provided by more than 200 companies, and the 52 companies are from Taiwan. So when you are driving a Tesla electric car or using your iPhone, you are actually connecting with Taiwan. And for your information, Taiwan also produces the most modern servers, motherboard, and routers in the world. And the U.S. is also the largest Taiwan bicycle market in the world.
All right. We have to take a quick break, okay? We have to take a quick commercial break, then we'll be right back. And we'll be back after this.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have our remaining moments with Scott Lai. He's Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in San Francisco for the country of Taiwan. I wanted to ask you about lithium, and other minerals and metals like lithium. We're trying to explore those in Nevada and develop those. Are you concerned that China is the main supplier of lithium and that Taiwan potentially could be cut off from the lithium market? Where do you get your lithium from?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure Taiwan gets those material. But we have to say we would like to see the normal relations to be developed between Taiwan and Nevada. And we don't oppose Nevada to develop relations between Nevada and China. So in that case, I will see we have no objection about that.
All right. Well, that's where we have to leave it. I thank you so much for doing this. Appreciate getting Taiwan's point of view on this international world that we live in and the dangers of our society that we need to all be aware of. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.